Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night, so you know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. We are presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dossett Big Four. I'm Brian Haydad. Rhino is in Studio X. Rhino and I just had the longest pregame conversation we've ever had. So we've got a good show lined up for you tonight. Later in the show, we're going to hear from my good friend John Talty. Long conversation with John. You'll hear the full conversation if you check out tomorrow's Thunder and Lightning podcast. But we talked for about Mississippi State for a good while, so we're going to bring that to the show. You can hear John's thoughts on the Bulldogs, who are looking to go 4-0 this weekend. And you're thinking to yourself right now, well, I mean, you know, they played four non-conference games and 4-0, not that big a deal. If we did the math right, and Robbie and I talk about this on tomorrow's pod, it's only like the seventh time in school history. In my lifetime, it's happened three times. It's happened three times: 1999, 2012, 2014. That's it. This is some really rarefied air for Mississippi State, regardless of opponents, regardless of everything else. 4-0 is a big deal for Mississippi State. And it will set the stage for one of the biggest games in school history next weekend when Tennessee comes to town. Again, it could have been bigger. I mean, if Tennessee holds on, if that field goal is good and they beat Georgia, you're talking about probably top five Tennessee versus whatever Mississippi State is. We'll talk more about Mississippi State in some ranking scenarios a little later in the show. But by and large, for Mississippi State, this season has gotten off to a fantastic start. And Jeff Lebby deserves a good bit of credit for that, because it would have been really easy at the end of year one to take my advice, which, you know, 3 weeks in, doesn't look like the right advice. Imagine that. But it could have been really easy to make a lot of changes. Lebby decided to stay the course. And he talks about that in his press conference on Monday about, you know, we undervalue the importance of having a second year in the same system. And, you know, for a team like Mississippi State that doesn't have a roster full of 4- and 5-star players, even in this college football portal era, development is still, it still means something. And so, yeah, State has a lot of new faces on the defense, but they also have a lot of guys who were here last year, and so this is familiar to them, and they can coach up those guys instead of it being new for everybody. Now you've got leadership on the field who knows what they're doing. The numbers are dramatic for Mississippi State. State, through three games last year where they had played Eastern Kentucky, at Arizona State, Toledo, they were giving up 387 yards per game. This year, Mississippi State has played Southern Mississippi, Arizona State at home, and Alcorn State. So both three-game subsets, you're playing an FCS team, a Power 4 team, and a Group of 6 team. So the similarities are there. You played the Power 4 team on the road last year. You played the Group of 6 team on the road this year. State this year is giving up 263 yards per game. They're currently 7th in the SEC in total defense. Now, that number's going to come down a little bit, right? Because they're going to start playing SEC teams, and they're going to start giving up some more yards. But my goodness, they were never even close to any of those kind of numbers last year. Remember the first game of the year against an FCS school, they gave up over 300 yards of offense. This year, you gave up less than 200 against an FCS school. Last year against Arizona State, you gave up over nearly 500 yards of offense. This year, you gave up just north of 300. Last year against the Group of 6 school, you gave up 41 points and well over 400 yards of offense. This year, just a shade over 300 yards of offense and 17 points. So there's real tangible improvement for Mississippi State this year. There's something you can point to. There's two kinds of improvement in football, right? There's the kind that you see on paper, right? But when you're watching the games, you don't really see it. You know, you think about Mississippi State last year, it may shock you to know that State was one of the top teams in the country in explosive plays last year. But did you see it watching the games? No. This year, State has the kind of improvement that both shows up on the stat sheet and it shows up when you watch the games. And that's a big thing for Mississippi State. That's why you know this team is better. Now, we gotta stay with a, you know, it wouldn't be a Brian Haydad show if I wasn't going to be a little pessimistic. They are a lot better. I think they're good. I think they're good enough to be a bowl team. But how much better are they? I'm not going to find that out this weekend with Northern Illinois. Not going to find that out. Going to find out in 2 weeks when you play Tennessee. I do think that they found out a good bit about this team when they beat Arizona State. That's why I think they're good enough to be a bowl team. They're good enough to win Saturday, and then find two more wins. Some combination of your final SEC games, you'll win two of them. That's doable. What you'll find out when you play Tennessee is, are they good enough to do more than that? To be a 7-win team? To dare to dream for 8 wins? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that just yet. All I know is that when I see Mississippi State play, and when I hear the coaches talk, and when I hear the players talk, I feel like you've got a group of guys that are all on the same page. The message that Jeff Lebby is sending down is being heard throughout the locker room because the players are repeating it to us. You're seeing a team that is better coached than they were a year ago, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You're seeing a defense that is playing good football. You're seeing an offense that is getting the explosive plays. I know Borky told us, this is one of those things where your eyes and the numbers don't match, right? If I told you State was second to last in the SEC in explosive plays, you probably wouldn't believe that. It's because all of State's touchdowns are explosive plays. When State gets an explosive play right now, they're putting it in the end zone time after time. So it's been a very interesting start to the season for Mississippi State. And one that it's kind of funny, like you would say, well, you would never have predicted it, but wouldn't you have? I mean, you definitely would have predicted State to beat USM, and you would have predicted them to beat Alcorn. And then it's just, did you think they could beat Arizona State? And I always thought they could. I didn't think it was a question of that, yeah, that team's just unbeatable. And then what's funny about it is when you look at the schedule going forward, all of a sudden Tennessee is not this juggernaut you can't beat. Texas is struggling. They're not this team that's just completely unbeatable. Georgia is a really tough one. They're going to be tough to beat. Ole Miss is a beatable team coming to Starkville. Is State going to win all 4 of those games? No. All 3 out of 4? Probably not. 2 out of 4? It's possible. 1 out of 4? I feel pretty confident they're going to get at least 1 out of 4. I feel pretty confident that one of those home games is going to go Mississippi State's way. Now, I said, you remember, a few weeks ago, I said, hey, if State starts off 4-0, I'll predict them to go 5-0. We'll get there. We'll get to that prediction eventually, but I may just stick with it just for grins and giggles, but I legitimately think State can beat Tennessee. A big part of that is because I think State's going to have an absolutely bonkers crowd at Davis-Wade Stadium that day, and that's going to be Tennessee's first road game of the year, and Joey Aguilar has not played in those kind of environments. And so how does he react to that? I don't know the answer to it. I'm looking forward to finding out, though. That should be an unbelievable game. Here's some stats here. State's defense ranks 4th nationally in overall pro football focus grade and 2nd in coverage against FBS opponents, holding foes to just 10 points and under 200 yards until their starters were pulled in the opener. Like I said, it's tangible. It's real, noticeable improvement. It's not just, well, when you look at these metrics, when I dive deep, when I do this website that you got to have a subscription for to understand the metrics, they're better. I don't want to buy into that. I want to watch the game and go, yeah, that team's better. That's exactly what I'm getting from Mississippi State right now. Top to bottom, they're just better. And can they continue to improve? That's the other thing, too, is I feel like they haven't gotten to their ceiling yet. I don't think they've played their best game. They haven't played a complete game. They played a great second half against USM. They played a great first half against Arizona. Alcorn was pretty complete, but what are we talking about here? That game was never in doubt. You know, State could have played C-plus football and still won by 40. Will this weekend be the first time this year we see a complete game for Mississippi State? We'll find out in just a few days. All right, when we come back, John Talty from 24/7 Sports is going to join us to talk some Mississippi State football. I think his thoughts on this team, he's a little higher on this team than maybe I thought he was going to be. So we'll give you his thoughts. Yuengling Flight, the next generation of light beer. A cold, crisp, clean Yuengling Flight is the perfect beer for those Mississippi game days. If you're in the Junction or if you're just watching the game at home, Flight by Yuengling is the perfect light beer to have in hand. It's full of flavor, but just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs. Have another wing with your Yuengling Flight. Brewed for those that never settle, America's newest light beer from America's oldest brewery. Yuengling, enjoy responsibly. All right, when we come back, John Talty, 24/7 Sports, his thoughts on Mississippi State, and of course the upcoming game against the Tennessee Volunteers. We'll do that when we come back. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. It's just a little fast. Rhino, have you noticed this?
I think the whole system's running a little fast.
Yeah, that's what I was told, but it's just making me laugh every time. Because that's one I can hear like immediately, like that's not the right beat for that. So. Oh, well. Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. We are presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dossett Big Four in Tupelo. If you are in the market right now for a new or pre-owned vehicle, go see the good folks at Dossett Big Four. Not only do you get a great selection of cars, but you're going to get that great service after the sale. Award-winning Honda and General Motors service centers there dedicated to providing the best for your car. What are you looking for? Let the good people at Dossett Big Four find the next car for you. 628 South Gloucester Street, or you can check them out online, DossettBig4.com. Your family-owned destination for 46 years of great vehicles and award-winning service. Earlier today, I talked to my good friend John Talty. Again, that full conversation on the Thunder and Lightning podcast feed. Here's what he had to say about Mississippi State. So let's talk about Mississippi State, one of the pleasant surprises of this college football season. It always felt like Arizona State was a game they could win. I don't know how many people predicted them to do so. They're obviously better than most people thought they were. Look at that guy right there. But they're obviously better than most people thought they were going to be. How much better, though? Is this actually a good football team, I guess is my question.
Good is so relative. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think that they're certainly improved, right? I thought that they have done a very good job. I thought their strategy in the offseason and how they rebuilt their roster was really smart. I think that they not so overplayed to say money ball, but I think that they found – inefficiencies in the market where they were able to do some things a little bit differently than other places. Mm-hmm. So far, it's played out very well. You know better than anybody. I mean, there've been some impactful injuries already. That sucks. You know that you don't know how much that impacts things, but it's not ideal. Do they have the depth, you know, to hold up over the course of an entire season? It's an open question. But, you know, one thing that I thought never got as much attention as it should have was that they played a lot of the top teams in the SEC last year pretty tough. I mean, they were hanging around those games. They didn't have the dudes to win, but I think people just saw, oh, they only won two games. They must be awful. And they, to be clear, we're not very good, but they played tougher. There was this team has not quit on Jeff Lebby vibe when I watched them in some of those later games that you felt like, all right, if they can get some dudes, can they elevate up with Blake being healthy? Can they elevate up? And I think they have. So you think about if they take care of business this weekend, they've already doubled their amount of wins from last year. I was looking at their schedule literally yesterday and it's like, could they go to a bowl game? Is that the level of success that you need this year? It would be great. You look at schedule, it's tough. It's tough. Where do you find those wins? That's the tricky part. So I think that you see, especially in the SEC, you can be a lot better than you were the year before, and yet you still aren't winning 10 games, right? And I think that's just how competitive the SEC is. So I was impressed by what I've seen so far. I remember you asked me what Mississippi State needs to do week one, and I think I said they have
don't
to
lose.
Win. Yeah, don't lose. But that was like the kind of the early barometer, right? It's just like you talk to people around the program, they're like, we think we're better, but like, let's see. And then like a little touch and go to start there, and you're like, all right, is it? We're doing this again. And then of course, you know, they win, and you know, they beat Arizona State, which was a huge moment. And you know, now they're getting a Tennessee team that, frankly, I think is better than people expected. I mean, Aguilar has looked good. I think if you thought maybe they're going to take a step back, hasn't quite happened yet. So it's a very long-winded answer to your question. So I think they are better. Whether they are good or not, I think is very much TBD. And I think the Tennessee game would go a long way to proving that they are. To beat that team at home would certainly, the hype would be higher than it's been in a decade. I mean, you tell me. I mean,
easily. You're talking about, well, I mean, if they win this week, it's the first time they were 4-0 since they were number one in the nation.
Right.
It's been that long. So the hype would definitely be there. You mentioned about the SEC quarterbacks and been some ups and downs. Where do you have Shapen in the conference?
I think he's underrated, frankly. And I think that's in part just because of the Mississippi State thing where people thought, hey, they're so bad. They're going to be bad. Like, you would probably know better than I do because you're more laser focused on it. But I would guess that he was probably bottom four in probably every preseason QB rankings, right? I think he certainly has been more efficient and competent than quite a few other guys in the SEC I've seen so far. I think it's very much still kind of an open question as to who's the real top. I mean, I'm curious what you think. Again, I think Mateer has been very good, probably the guy at the top. Arnold hasn't been bad. Gunnar Stockton's been okay. Aguilar's been good. I mean, there's a couple guys who I probably have ahead of him right now, but I mean, he's been good, and clearly there's a trust factor between him and Lebby that I think is potent and would give me confidence that they can hang with some of these teams.
If State wins this weekend, are they going to be in the top 25? They're 4-0. I mean, obviously it depends on – there'll be some movement, but at 4-0, don't you have to rank them?
Well, I believe I have – I mean, you don't get to ever see my ballot, so I literally could say anything to you right now. But we do a CBS Sports Top 136, and I think I've had them in my top 25 the last 2 weeks. They're at the bottom of the top 25.
Right.
And again, I don't have an AP vote. And
they were 2-10 a year ago. Being 25th is doing okay, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. But I think, like, if you look on paper, like, are they probably more impressive than what USC has done? Yeah, but USC is a brand and people vote USC, you know, and USC just had the primetime game on
Notre Dame is the one everybody's pointing out to us, and I'm just like, it's Notre Dame, you know, what do you want? I know they're 0-2, but they're Notre Dame.
I think the one concern is, like, does winning this weekend bump you up enough? I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, they're probably, what, like 30th right now?
Or 29th this last week, I think.
29th. I mean, like, could you jump a couple of those teams potentially? I think they're probably going to be on the outside looking in is my guess, but we'll see what kind of happens this weekend. And then obviously if they beat Tennessee, they have to be in the top 25.
Yeah, at that point, it becomes kind of an interesting deal. One last question before you go. If State is 7-5, let's say they put some games together, and it's kind of funny, John, like a month ago, if I'd said, I think State's going to win one of Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss. Those are four home conference games. I think State can win one of those. You would have been like, I don't know. But now when it's a combination of State playing better and those other teams are just not unbeatable juggernaut teams. They're good, but they're not great. So if I made you pick one, what's the one that State could get?
All right, so get back to me. Tennessee, Ole Miss, Texas, and
Georgia.
Great question. I guess, I mean, the obvious answer is probably Ole Miss, just because, as you know, that rivalry is wild and wacky and, you know, anything can happen. And especially, like, if Ole Miss is in the playoff hunt, that makes me maybe even more believe that Mississippi State would win, because those two teams love to knock each other out when something big is on the line for the other one. So that's a good one. But beyond that, Tennessee, I think, is the one, just because of where they're at right now.
It's their first road game, too.
Right. It's a big moment for Aguilar. We'll see kind of how he handles that. That, to me, and that's, again, where it's like, everything is rolling right now. The vibes are high. You know that place is going to be extremely loud. Aguilar has not dealt with something like that before. You can talk yourself into that. Georgia, I think, is still a cut above. Texas, I mean, they played Texas pretty tough a year ago. I think it's conceivable. But those are probably the two that I would identify as a little bit separated from those. And let me say, like, if Mississippi State goes 7-5 or so, I think Lebby deserves real Coach of the Year consideration.
Yeah, agreed.
Just from what he – and I wrote about it a year ago, as you know, but, like, from what he inherited and all that the program has been through over the last 3-4 years to what he had to deal with last year – to get this team just to a bowl game is pretty incredible, and he would deserve quite a bit of credit for that.
You're more than welcome to pick State Tennessee next week. You could skip Alabama, Georgia, and just come right on over. We'd love to have you here.
Listen, I think it would be fun to go to. We'll see. Yeah.
I understand. So, John Talty, 24/7 Sports National College Football Reporter. Always a pleasure to have you on there.
Of course, buddy. Good to see you again.
And like I said, you'll be able to hear the full conversation between me and John on tomorrow's Thunder and Lightning podcast. We went a little deeper into the SEC and some national college football topics. Really good conversation. I hope you will check that out tomorrow. Well, it's just good to talk to him. We talk about it at the beginning, but at the beginning of our relationship, I didn't like John. I thought he was an Ole Miss homer. I found out that's not actually true. So, oh well, you live and learn on that one. Yuengling Flight, I just mentioned it a few minutes ago, but my goodness, that's a good beer. And if you are game day this weekend, if you're going to be in the Junction, you'd like to win some prizes, take a picture of yourself enjoying a Yuengling Flight and send it to us either here on the Ceasefire text line on Monday at 601-879-4395, or you can just tweet us at Sports Talk Miss and enjoy some fantastic Yuengling Flight game day action this weekend. Do that. Make it worth your time. It's a good question here. Is Blake Shapen an NFL quarterback? I'll talk about that when we come back. We'll throw that on the list of topics that we want to hit on here tonight. Is he or isn't he? It's a good question. We'll do that when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning. We are presented by Yuengling Flight. We are brought to you by DOS at Big Four, and we'll be back in just a minute. Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad, Rhino down there in Studio X. The GPS is saying we're now 5 minutes from home. 5 minutes in GPS time, not in radio time. Totally different things. We are presented by Yuengling Flight. We are brought to you by DOS at Big Four. Again, if you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, the good folks at DOS at can take care of you. They get you the vehicle that you want, but best of all, they're going to back it up with service after the sale. So what is it you're looking for right now? A new GMC, Buick, or a stylish Honda? The friendly team at DOS at Big Four is ready to help you find the perfect fit. Don't wait. Find your next vehicle today. Visit them online, DOSatBig4.com, or stop by their convenient location at 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo. Got a question here on the C Spire text line. Is Shapen an NFL quarterback? I think Shapen has all the tools to be an NFL quarterback. He's got mobility. He's got the big arm. He can make all the throws. The injury history is going to be a concern with him. So is he a first round guy? No. Is he anything like that? No. But could somebody take a late flyer on him? I think so. Certainly, we get a training camp invite. Now a lot of that depends on this season. If he finishes the season healthy and continues to put up the kind of numbers he's putting up, yes, he will get at the very least a training camp invite and could easily be a day three selection. He has the arm is the big thing with him. He can throw the ball 50, 60 yards accurately down the field. So that goes a long way for him. I think so. Denny and Flowood, what does Northern Illinois do that we have to stop? So, with Northern Illinois, defensively, they're good. All right, they've only played two games. They actually had a really early bye week, and they were off last week. But they played Maryland in week two, who's a power team from a, you know, roster standpoint, not that different than Mississippi State. Mississippi State probably a little more talented than Maryland, but it's not an overwhelming gap. They lost that game 20-9. So what that tells me is that defensively, they're pretty good, right? They were able to hold Maryland to just 20 points. They just couldn't score on them. When we talked to Lebby on Monday, he was very, he stressed a lot how physical this defense is. That this is a Northern Illinois defense that will get after it. They aren't afraid. This is the same program that, as we all remember, walked into Notre Dame Stadium and got a win. They have a history of winning these kind of games. The Notre Dame game was not their first ever win where they went on the road and won in a power team stadium. They're not going to be intimidated. And so for Mississippi State, it comes back to the same thing we talked about last week, that they have to take everything one game at a time, that they have to maintain their focus, that they can't play hungover. Now, if you watch the Alcorn game, I thought they did a really good job of coming out early, grabbing the game by the scruff of the neck. They scored on the second play of the game. By the end of the first quarter, it was 28-0. That's exactly the kind of performance you want to see in a game against a lesser opponent. So you want to see something similar. Now, 28-0 would be a bit much, but if State's up 14-0 and they've just controlled the first quarter after the end of the first 15 minutes, you're off and running. And so, but I get the feeling with Lebby and with this team that that's mentally where they are. They aren't looking ahead to Tennessee. They aren't looking ahead to anything. They are as much as cliched and coach speaky as it sounds, they really are just worried about being 1-0 in each and every week. I saw today on the Dear Old State podcast hosted by my friends Joel Coleman and Logan Lowry, they had Hunter Washington on, and he talked about that mentality. And, you know, when you go 2-10, you have to have that mentality. When you go into your next season, you cannot play the whole, well, you know, if we do this or do that. I tried to get Lebby to do that at Media Days. I said, look, you know, I understand you want to go one game at a time, but there's this scenario where you're 4-0 hosting Tennessee, and he was having none of it. Well, we're almost there. We're almost to that point where you're going to have this monster game at home against Tennessee because you've taken care of your business in the non-conference, and you've put yourself in this great position. That's, you know, great for Mississippi State, but as I said earlier, they truly do seem to have, you know, and every team talks about it, but how many times do you see a team get a good win and then the next week they play a little hungover in the first quarter and they get it worked out by the end of the game, but that first quarter you're like, what is going on out there? They're sloppy. You didn't have that from State this past weekend. I saw some people getting upset, like Alcorn had, you know, like a 10-yard run. Not every play is going to go for a loss of 10, guys. Sometimes, you know, you just things just happen that way. It's football, you know. Sometimes you can't expect every play to go your way. So I thought that State was great this past weekend. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen a Mississippi State team dominate from start to finish. Anybody, you know, I understand that Alcorn was an outmatched opponent. I understand they had no chance of winning the game. But even last year against Eastern Kentucky, there were moments against State where it's like, what is going on? They don't look as sharp as they need to. This was not the case Saturday night at Davis-Wade Stadium. Everyone said Dak was an NFL tight end. They sure did. There was a lot of that out there. Those people they know who they are. They know who they are. I think Chapin can be an NFL quarterback. It's just going to be he needs to get through this season healthy to shake off the label of injury prone. But he certainly has enough tools. He could be a guy that, you know, could certainly be worth a late round flyer, but absolutely be worth an invite to your training camp to be a third or fourth quarterback, you know, for preseason, and then you sort of see where it goes. Let's look ahead. We can do that, right? Jeff Lebby and company can't, but you and I can. Let's look ahead to what next weekend's going to mean. Tennessee playing UAB this weekend, so they're going to win and win big. So their ranking's not going to change very much. With State, their ranking could change. And I want to give you these games. I mentioned them on Sports Talk, but we'll do it here again. There are three games we're going to keep an eye on this weekend. And that's Michigan at Nebraska, Auburn at Oklahoma, and South Carolina at Missouri. Now, that last one, South Carolina-Missouri, kind of has a double whammy in that if Missouri were to lose, it's possible that State could get in. Missouri is currently ranked 23rd. So could the people voting for them start voting for State? The thing that you have to remember with the polls is not everybody has to vote for Mississippi State. If you get enough people who vote you at like 17 or 18, you're going to get in into the top 25. The other side of that coin, though, is South Carolina is currently ranked ahead of Mississippi State in the others receiving votes. I think they were 27th and State was 29th. A convincing Missouri win and people stop voting for South Carolina and maybe they vote for Mississippi State. So that game can affect State positively no matter the outcome. Auburn at Oklahoma. Oklahoma is not going anywhere regardless. But if Auburn were to lose that game convincingly, if your final score was something like 31-14, Oklahoma, coming off of, you know, Auburn was not particularly good last weekend in their game against South Alabama. South Alabama played them very tough. There's a scenario where maybe Auburn drops out and State could get in. That's possible. The other one, Michigan at Nebraska. Michigan currently 2-1. They lost to Oklahoma. If they were to lose to Nebraska to fall to 2-2, it's possible they could drop out and some people could vote Mississippi State in. Those three games, you keep an eye on them. They could make a difference as far as getting State ranked for this game with Tennessee. So a top 25 matchup would be awesome, but if it's not, Mississippi State undefeated, it's a good enough storyline, right? I do, you know, the window that it's in, it just is what it is. The television network was not going to put a game up there against Alabama, Georgia that could draw any kind of viewership away from Alabama, Georgia. They put the weakest non-conference game they had, and they put the SEC network game because they had this. I'm kind of really surprised, honestly, that that's not where Vanderbilt Utah State is, that they wouldn't have put Kentucky South Carolina against in the morning window. I'm surprised by that. But next weekend, the games that stood out to me. The biggest home games, right? So the biggest game in Mississippi State history was the game against Auburn in 2014. I put that even ahead of 1980 Alabama because the winner of that game you knew was going to be the number one team in the nation. Since then, there have been three home games that stand out to me. The 2015 Egg Bowl, which State lost because you knew the winner of that game was going to go to the Sugar Bowl. Big game. 2017, LSU came in as a top 10 team. Maybe I'm looking at that game a little differently, though, because State won it so easily. Maybe that's why I would view it as such a big game. Maybe it's not. The other one is obviously Dan Mullen's return in 2018 that State lost to Florida. So it's been quite a while since State's had a game the caliber of Tennessee coming onto the schedule. I expect there to be a close to sellout crowd. Predicting a hard sellout is kind of tough, but 60,000 plus seems very reasonable. Of which 45,000 cowbells will be in the stadium. I think it's going to be a massive, great game and a great atmosphere. And, you know, this is Tennessee's first road game of the season coming up. Joey Aguilar, coming over from App State, would not have a lot of experience playing in atmospheres like that. I think State has a real chance just because we saw that the crowd rattled Sam Levitt. I think it'll rattle Aguilar as well. And it'll give State some opportunities early in the game to take advantage of. And if they can take advantage of those opportunities, they can win the game. Yuengling Flight is the perfect beer for a Mississippi game day. Crisp, clean, cold, best of all, only 95 calories, only 2.6 grams of carbs. If you're at the tailgate in the Junction or just watching the game at home, enjoy a Yuengling Flight. Brewed for those that never settle, enjoy responsibly. We'll wrap it up when we come back. It's Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi. Let's wrap it up here on a Wednesday evening, Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi. If you're not already a subscriber to the Thunder and Lightning podcast, please do so. 5 days a week with Mississippi State Sports. It's more than 5 days now. Let's just be honest with it. Let's call it what it is. It's really 6 days because during football season, you get all the post-game shows, Thunder and Lightning post-game, which is available live on YouTube right after the game's in. I have brought the Mississippi State tailgate show that I do here on local Super Talk affiliate WLZA. That's now on the podcast feed on Saturday morning. So you got some Saturday morning Thunder and Lightning. You got a little Saturday evening Thunder and Lightning. It's all right there for you. So please subscribe. And if you're an Ole Miss fan listening, I know you are, Rebel Report with Michael Borky. If you're a Southern Mississippi fan, we have the Eagle Hour or just the Sports Talk Mississippi podcast where we cover everything. Nobody brings you sports like Super Talk Mississippi. Oh, by the way, it don't cost nothing. That's the best part. That's a Big Four. Brings you Thunder and Lightning. We are presented by Yingling Flight. A lot going on. Look, staying with this Tennessee game, I'm very excited because of the fact that I think it's going to be a massive crowd that we haven't seen in Starkville in some time. I do get the anger maybe is a little strong word, but the frustration in where it is on the calendar. That afternoon window for that day is absolutely insane. And I understand how scheduling works, and you know, you can't, there's only so much you can do. But they to have three potential top 25 matchups in one window is tough. You got Ole Miss LSU, they're at 2:30. If Auburn wins, they'll stay in the top 25, and they still might, even with a loss, but they play Texas A&M. That's at 2:30, and then at 3:15, here comes Mississippi State. I mean, you want to watch these games, and you can do the multi-view thing, but if you're a State fan, you really want to be focused on your game. If you're an Ole Miss fan, you really want to be focused on your game. I wish there was a way to spread them out a little bit better. But, you know, Saturday, the 27th, is one of it's just an all-time day in college football. When you look at all the games, you know, we haven't mentioned that you've got Arkansas hosting Notre Dame that day. You've got the Big Ten game of the day is Oregon at Penn State. You've also got Ohio State's at Washington that day. That's an interesting game. You know, USC, Illinois is that day. That's going to be, if USC wins this weekend and Illinois wins, that's a top 25 game. It's not really a super interesting game, but watching Vanderbilt go 5-0, when's the last time Vandy was 5-0? Somebody tell me. Indiana, Iowa, interesting. I mean, there's just, and of course, I haven't mentioned Alabama, Georgia, of course, that night. Should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I would definitely want to be in the stadium, but there is a small part of me that just wants to stay home and watch college football that day. Just get up, fire up the grill, 11 a.m. Arkansas, Notre Dame, and then we're not going to bed until it's all said and done. Alas, duty calls on that one, but it should be a lot of fun. Rankings don't matter till October. I agree with what you're saying. You're correct technically, but when you go 2-10, it would be nice to see a number by your name. State was 2-10 last year. If at the end of week four you could say the number 25 Mississippi State Bulldogs, that's tangible. That's something you can feel as a fan. You're like, wow, they've turned that around. Even if they finish, you know, 5-7 or 4-8, even in that moment, you would feel good. When you're 2-10, man, it's all about finding moments to feel good. It's about finding those little victories. So, yeah, you're technically correct, which is the best kind of correct. But I think Jeff Lebby would be – he would tell you it's kind of the same thing. He'd be like, you know, we've got a long way to go. It doesn't really mean anything. But at the same time, he would be thrilled that his team was ranked in the top 25. And if you're a fan, you want to be ranked. You want to have that respect that you get with only that you can only have when you're a top 25 team. So see how that goes. Dossett Big Four, three generations of serving their community up here in North Mississippi, building a legacy of trust and exceptional customer service. When it keeps to keeping your vehicle running smoothly, you can count on the Dossett Big Four award-winning service departments. Their certified technicians in both the Honda and General Motors Service Center are dedicated to providing the best care for your car. When you buy from Dossett Big Four, you've got a relationship that's going to last a long time, long after you drive that car off the lot. DossettBig4.com, or you can go by 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo. I feel, you know, these last 2 weeks have been so weird with previewing these games. I feel like, did I on any piece of content that I was on, did I talk about Alcorn in any way other than, I think on Friday's podcast, we listed off some of their players just to see if we knew some names. And it's the same thing here with Northern Illinois. I have not said a name of a Northern Illinois player. Now, I think last year I may have done the same with Toledo. I mean, you saw how that panned out. But I feel like it's going to be a little different this year. State's a 22-point favorite. Probably going to cover. We'll get it. We do picks on Friday, though, as we've said. We do picks on Friday here on the Super Talk Network. All right. Talk to you guys again next week. Thunder and Lightning tomorrow on the podcast feed. Sports Talk Mississippi, 3 o'clock with me and Michael Borky. For Rhino down there in Studio X, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning. We are presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dossett Big Four. See you next week.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.